Knowing. What is the knowing story?
We're trying to...
Knowing is a retrieve
sword. It and yeah. Write it and...
Knowing is a sword.
No, listen, Roxy. He's answering. What?
Knowing
what'd you say?
Knowing doesn't remember.
Right, so I distort the question. Where is the knowing? Is there a where? What?
Well, no. Something like knowing doesn't remember. Knowing is...
Okay, we got that.
Roxy, he said knowing is not any particular place.
Right. It's just known.
Is that knowing classified as part of the non-physical part of us, the labyrinth of the mind, or the physical? Where would you place knowing in those three categories? Or is
in
it all three?
In all those. In all
three.
And you also have to include the kingdoms, because from an inner,
yes,
outer, or middle kingdom, you could have a different juxtaposed position regarding this knowing that you know. For example, if you're taking a shower at your house, you know how the water is set to go the way you like it. But if you go to someone else's house or to another place to shower, you don't know. You know how you want the water, but you don't know how their water is. Same temperature, same sort of veracity, same flow. You find that out by knowing, by the experience. But that knowing is confirmed by the part that you compare to. And that comparison would even be within the in and out of the kingdoms, and in and out within and without the experience.
Okay, and then, for example, if we are eternal, is there also this type of short and long time memory? It's like eternal memory?
That's a good question, Ion. I've heard you say that the ascended person doesn't have a memory.
In your inbox.
Inbox? Oh, shit. We got to go to a song. It's the Mr. Ed theme. But Ion, you have said the ascended person does not involve with memory. Do you agree with that? You still hold that?
Mm-hmm.